Well, for 20 frantic, fruitless years, I worked in Dublin town, reporting for newspapers. I was busy writing down all the words of politicians in my endless quest for truth. Was such a wasted exercise I squandered all my youth. That's the cause of my misfortunes, I'll explain to you. For I find myself now talking just like politicians do. And if anyone should ask me, do I take sugar in my tea? I'll grasp them firmly by the hand, and this is what I'll say. Well, I'm very glad you asked me that, for at this point in time and the circumstances that prevail, there isn't a pipeline, infrastructural implications interface with the lines of property, the grassroots viabilities, which at this time I'd rather not enunciate in ambiguities, but rather seek to find negotiated compromises, which are the bottom line. For full and frank discussion would serve to integrate the basic fundamental principles to which we all relate, not the popular philosophy which any fool can see. An inescapable hypothesis confronting you and me. So in the interest of the common good, now you need never fear. For I've got the matter well in hand, and I'm glad I've made things clear. Now, as you can imagine, this has greatly changed my life. An example was the fateful day on which I wed my wife. All went well until the minister asked me with a smile, do you take this woman for your wife? And swiftly I replied, well, I'm very glad you asked me that, for at this point in time, the circumstances that prevail, there isn't a pipeline. Infrastructural implications interface with the lines of thought that leads to grassroots viabilities, which at this time I'd rather not enunciate in ambiguities, but rather seek to find negotiate compromises, which are the bottom line, for full and frank discussions, which would serve to integrate the basic fundamental principles, which we all relate, not to their philosophy, which any fool can see. An inescapable hypothesis confronting you and me. So in the interest of the common good, now you need never fear. For I've got the matter well in hand, and I'm glad I've made things clear. Now I'm laying on my deathbed, and I'm filled with mortal dread. I know that very shortly I will certainly be dead. And when St. Peter asks me if I'd like to come on in, I'm sure to face damnation, for I know I'll say to him. Well, I'm very glad you asked me that, for at this point in time, in the circumstances that prevail, there isn't a pipeline, infrastructural implications interface with the lines of thought, lead across with viabilities, which at this time I'd rather not enunciate in ambiguities, perhaps find negotiated compromises, which are the bottom line for full and frank discussion, it was serving to integrate the basic fundamental principles of which we are related, not their philosophy, which any fool can see, and escape hypothesis confronting you and me. So in the interest of the common good, now you need never fear. I've got the matter well in hand, and I'm glad I've made things clear.